Imagine a text so radical, so threatening to established religious order, that powerful theologians banned it completely from religious canon for over a millennium. The Book of Enoch is precisely this, a cosmic revelation that predates Christianity yet contains over 100 phrases later echoed in the New Testament. Lost for centuries until its discovery in Ethiopia in 1773, this extraordinary work pulls back the curtain on the spiritual universe that shaped Western religion. Most remarkably, Jesus himself appears to have studied Enoch extensively, with his teachings on the Son of Man mirroring Enoch's prophecies with uncanny precision. The Book of Jude directly quotes Enoch, calling him the seventh from Adam, lending biblical legitimacy to these ancient visions. What makes this text so compelling isn't just its historical significance, but its audacious attempt to explain the origins of evil, the mechanics of the cosmos, and the ultimate fate of humanity through vivid supernatural encounters that rival modern science fiction. 200 celestial watchers descended to Mount Hermon, captivated by human women. Led by Samjaza, these angels took mortal wives and taught forbidden knowledge, metallurgy for weapons, cosmetics, enchantments, and astronomical secrets. Their unions produced giants 3,000 ells tall who consumed everything before attacking humanity. Most notorious was Azazel, who taught humans to craft weapons, while others shared arts that corrupted the natural order. As violence spread, four archangels, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, witnessed the bloodshed and heard the dead's cries. They approached the divine throne, reporting how Azazel had spread unrighteousness and revealed heaven's secrets. The Most High responded, "Uriel warned Noah of the coming flood. Raphael bound Azazel in darkness. Gabriel turned the giants against each other, and Michael imprisoned Samjaza." This cosmic drama explains the biblical flood as not merely human wickedness, but celestial corruption through knowledge humanity wasn't ready to possess. Transported by beings of pure light, Enoch journeys through realms beyond mortal comprehension. His guides lead him to a place of perpetual fire, a threshold between worlds. He ascends a mountain piercing heaven, revealing treasuries of stars and fundamental forces, thunder, lightning, dewdrops, and clouds. At Earth's edge, Enoch beholds seven mountains of precious stones, the central peak reaching toward heaven like God's throne. Beyond lies an abyss where fire falls endlessly, a cosmic prison holding transgressing stars and fallen angels. Eastward, he passes through aromatic forests, crosses seven mountains covered with nard, and reaches crimson waters beyond which lies Eden. At its center stands the Tree of Knowledge, containing all wisdom. Enoch's universe pulses with consciousness and moral significance. Stars can sin, mountains serve as divine thrones, and trees hold spiritual wisdom. This enchanted cosmos reveals a worldview where physical and spiritual realities are two aspects of a single sacred reality. Enoch receives three profound parables revealing extraordinary wisdom. The first depicts a judgment where the righteous gather while sinners are banished. The righteous one illuminates the faithful while those who denied the Lord of Spirits find no refuge. The second parable expands this judgment. The Son of Man, who existed before creation, is named before the Lord of Spirits. This messianic figure becomes a staff to the righteous, light to the Gentiles, and hope to the troubled. Kings and mighty ones are bound with chains in a deep valley, after which God promises never again to destroy earth's inhabitants. The third parable promises eternal light for the righteous. The elect one judges all works from the throne of glory. His word slays sinners, while kings and mighty ones initially fear him but ultimately worship him, confessing too late they trusted their own glory rather than the Lord. These parables remarkably parallel New Testament concepts that emerge centuries later. The pre-existent Son of Man, who brings judgment, resembles Christian theology about Christ, raising questions about whether these ideas predated Jesus or if Jesus fulfilled Enoch's prophecies. Lamech was terrified when his son Noah was born with snow-white skin, wool-like hair, and eyes radiating divine light. Most shocking was the infant's ability to stand and speak immediately, praising God. So frightening that Lamech fled, fearing his wife had conceived through a watcher. Seeking answers, Lamech consulted his father Methuselah, who turned to Enoch, living among angels. Enoch revealed Noah was human but divinely appointed to preserve humanity through coming destruction. Noah's three children would rebuild civilization after the great cleansing. As Noah grew, he witnessed the earth's moral decline. His threefold cry to Enoch expressed anguish over humanity's fate. Enoch appeared amid atmospheric disturbances to explain the coming judgment, detailing corruptions including manipulation of metals, sorcery, and misuse of angelic knowledge. Noah's designation as pure and guiltless carried special significance amid universal corruption. The promise that his lineage would become an eternal fountain of righteousness pointed to a divine purpose spanning generations, explaining his sustained righteousness in a corrupted world. Through the angel Uriel, Enoch learns about celestial mechanics, an intricate system of portals through which heavenly bodies travel. The sun moves through six eastern portals and sets through six western ones, with windows creating seasonal variations. Summer daylight stretches to 12 parts, while night shrinks to 6, gradually reversing until winter. This calendar operates on 30-day cycles, completing exactly 364 days yearly, dividing into four quarters of 91 days, each containing 13 weeks. The moon follows a more complex 177-day cycle while changing phases through precise mathematical proportions. Uriel also reveals 12 wind portals that channel winds, bringing either gentle rains or destructive storms, maintaining Earth's atmospheric balance seasonally. This ancient cosmology reconciles natural phenomena with theological understanding. The 364-day calendar creates an ordered system aligned with Sabbath observances. The text warns that during days of sinners, celestial bodies will deviate from ordained paths, reflecting the belief that moral and natural orders are linked. In his parting words, Enoch gathers his family to impart final wisdom, urging love of uprightness and warning against being double-hearted. He prophesies escalating violence followed by divine judgment that will destroy the unrighteous while elevating the righteous. Enoch recounts seven historical epochs from heavenly visions: his birth, widespread wickedness, a righteous man's emergence, holy visions, glory's construction, blindness, and apostasy. He pronounces woes against oppressors while promising salvation to the righteous. He warns idol worshippers of destruction while blessing those embracing wisdom. He foretells a terrible time when family members will slay each other until blood flows like rivers, with angels gathering sinners for judgment while protecting the righteous. Enoch declares that angels record the righteous before God, with their names preserved in heaven. The formerly shamed will shine like heavenly lights, with heaven's portals open to them. He concludes with God's promise to unite with the upright in eternal peace. Enoch serves not merely as a visionary, but as a moral teacher concerned with justice and vindication of the faithful, his teachings profoundly influencing Jewish and Christian afterlife concepts.